So what are some of the species that are in trouble now? And could you talk about that a bit? Because I know there's over 100 species now in the news, at least, going around saying that they're potentially facing extinction as a result of just these bushfires. You know, they've been pushed even further. Can you discuss that and give us your thoughts?
Yeah, so there's a range of species that we're worried about, and a lot of the work to date really has been focused on vertebrates, so mammals, birds, reptiles, and so forth. There's work that's been done on plants too. Now, there's a lot less known, of course, about invertebrates, and that's a whole other story. But in terms of some of the, I guess, high-profile species that have been mentioned, Kangaroo Island Dunart has had a very large proportion of its habitat burned. I'm trying to remember if it's 80 or 90%. It's a very large proportion.
Yeah, I think it was 80%. I was reading in an article today. It was huge, yeah.
Yeah, it's huge. So we're really worried about them, and they're a ground-dwelling small marsupial, which is perfectly primed to be eaten by feral cats on Kangaroo Island. So in the absence of our habitat cover, they're a real worry, although they've built a fence now on Kangaroo Island to exclude cats and try and help recover that species. The long-footed potoroo in Victoria is a real worry. So that's more of a wet forest type species in the far east of Victoria. It's in its entire distribution, and that has had very large areas of its habitat burnt. Now, encouragingly, there has been camera trap footage showing potoroos after the fires, which is great to see, and we're always keen to see good news and happy stories in conservation wherever we can. So there is hope. But, you know, a large area of that species habitat has been burnt. And we know, of course, from the theory that the smaller a species distribution becomes and the more fragmented it becomes, whether that's due to habitat loss or fire, whatever it might be, the more prone that is to extinction in the future as well, because, you know, a population that's small may get genetic problems. It's also more affected by random events. So, you know, you have a flood or another fire or something, you know, if you have five individuals and they all go, that's a problem. Whereas if you lose, you know, 10 individuals out of 5,000 individuals, okay, it's sad for those individuals, but it's not a really big problem for the population as a whole. So fragmented you know, populations are a problem. The Regent Honeyeater is another one that's been discussed. So there's, I think, if I'm right, about 400 adults of those left in the wild, and much of its breeding habitat has been burnt. So, you know, that's a migratory bird that's already, you know, up against it. And so that's just three vertebrate examples. And I mentioned, of course, all the plant species that we're worried about, and particularly ecosystems. So, you know, huge areas of rainforest have been burnt, and they may now be gone forever, which I find quite confronting. You know, as a father of two children and loving the environment, I like nothing more than taking my family out into the environment and seeing wonderful things. And to think that those habitats are potentially lost to us forever, and when you think about, you know, the Great Barrier Reef also having large areas that are now dead, to see that sort of happening in my lifetime over a pretty short period of time is deeply disturbing and confronting.
So maybe you should have been a vet, huh?
Maybe, ironically, it would have been easier being a vet, hey?